The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, we are joined in studio by our good friend Joe Lynham, who of course you will know as News Talk's business editor and presenter of Breakfast Business from 6:30 every morning. But Joe is not with us today to talk about business for a change, but in fact about heart health. Move Every Day in May for the Irish Heart Foundation has started. And of course, Joe, this initiative is very important to you as you yourself had very serious heart issues very recently.
Yeah, 6 months ago, I was in this very building when I thought I was getting heartburn, and I thought it was some sort of gut issue, and I'd had been guzzling on milk of magnesia or whatever it is, Gaviscon, for a few days. And then it just wouldn't go away, and it just got worse. And I called up my wife, Rena, and I said, this thing's not going away. And he said, I think you should go to the doctor without delay. And then I bumped into a former GP who works in this building called Ciara Kelly.
You did. I remember this morning very clearly as well, Joe.
And I'm the kind of typical male. I said, oh, this is probably nothing. I don't want to annoy anyone, because I was due.
You were at work at the time.
I was doing the 20
past 7. You were supposed to be like on air at the time. And the weird thing was, I wasn't supposed to be talking to you. I had just nipped out in an ad break to grab a cup of coffee, because I just hooked on the coffee. And I nipped out for 2 seconds and bumped into you.
Indeed. And it turned out to be quite an important intervention. I went straight to the Beacon, and it got worse and worse, and I got ECGs and all sorts of stuff. And none of the painkillers were touching the walls on this. None of them.
So you're in a bad, bad way.
And then they did a blood test. And the blood test established a certain enzyme called, I think it's called troponin. You'll probably be more familiar with
that. You're right.
And that was off the charts. A normal, healthy male should have around some value of about 50, and mine was in the thousands. So the cardiologist, super guy from Tipperary called Tommy Hennessy, saw this sitting upstairs and said, get him in for an angiogram without delay. They were about to send me home because the ECG had spotted nothing untoward.
Okay.
Nothing untoward.
But you were having a heart attack. That was actually happening.
Of course, after the angiogram, cardiologist said you were having an acute heart attack. And had you not come in, there would have been no tomorrow. Certainly no breakfast business the following morning.
Goodness, Joe, that's an awful land for anyone to get.
Yeah, did it take a while for you to get your head around it?
Well, first of all, the pain went away straight away. He put in 2 stents.
This all happened within what time?
I went in there at about 9:30 a.m. and the operation would have been around 4, maybe 5. And instantly, once the stents went in, suddenly the pain went away. And I said, oh, sure, okay, well, I'll check out here and go home.
Yeah, they were like, it's not that straightforward.
Not as they wheeled me towards intensive care unit, you know.
Yeah.
It was scary. But I'm very lucky. I haven't been burdened with kind of anxiety. Sometimes, as I'm sure our colleague, our esteemed former GP colleague will tell you, that there is often a six-month backdated impact on your mental health.
If mm-hmm. People do worry. Facing your own mortality is a very difficult thing for anyone to do,
yeah.
I think. But Joe, just for people listening, you're someone who lived a relatively healthy life. You weren't somebody who was boozing and smoking and never taking exercise or overweight or any. You didn't have any of the obvious risk factors people might have thought for a relatively young man to have a heart attack.
Well, as Shane knows, I've been to football games with him, and I've been to social occasions with you as well. I do enjoy the good life, but I also like to get out on the bike, and I also like to go for a swim. I swim in the Irish Sea.
You walk a lot, don't you?
I walk as much as I can. I've got a gammy ankle, so I don't do the gym and kind of the jogging since I did a kind of a charity run 2 years ago. That wiped out my ankle. But I do like to do the good things. I don't eat the big Irish fry-ups. I don't eat red meat, and I try to get as much fruit and veg, much to the annoyance of my children, I tell you, my teenage boys. They don't like as much fruit and veg as I do.
Yeah.
But I did do the right side of lifestyle stuff.
Yeah, so you were doing all the right things, and I think that's just a key thing for people to know, that you're doing all that and yet this still happens.
It's not a guarantee.
No, so don't ignore symptoms if they arise. Tell us about this move every day in May.
Well, I was able to offer my services to the wonderful people in the Irish Heart Foundation. Said, listen, if you need me to support you, I'm happy to do so after the scare that I got. And they have this wonderful campaign, Move Every Day in May, i.e. don't be sedentary. If you can, get out. It doesn't need to be intensive. In fact, they stress, don't let it be intensive, but do make it regular. And do go for that swim and do go for that jog. I think a lot of people of our vintage, mid-20s, are basically, they don't know that they're potentially in Sniper's Alley. Yeah. And that they do need to have a think about their health. And if they have history, family history, mm-hmm. this is very important. The reason I had my heart attack is not because of my lifestyle, but because of my genetics.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you've got a history in your family, whether the mum or the dad, of heart issues, have it looked at.
And you particularly want to mention places where you can pop into and have your blood pressure checked.
Yeah, indeed. And Unifar work very closely with the Irish Heart Foundation. So if you pop in to Allcare, Hickey's or Macaulay's pharmacies anywhere in the country, especially on their Love Your Heart days, and you make it small, that could be a donation of a euro, they'll check your blood pressure. And I'm sure the pharmacist will have a look at you and say, listen, it's a little bit high. Maybe you should proceed to the next stage, whether that's a trip to the GP or whether that's a trip to a specialist. It may be just a case of an ECG if it's a little bit worrying. It might then be MRI, or then if you really want to know, an angiogram, which is the fail-safe way of finding out whether you've got a blockage in the system, and it could be building up ever so silently. Yeah.
So go to any of those pharmacies. They're involved, the Irish Heart Foundation. You can get for a small donation to the Irish Heart Foundation, which is, of course, a brilliant cause as well, get your blood pressure checked and all that. How are you feeling now?
I feel great.
Yeah.
I feel great.
And did it take a while for your confidence to return, or did that come back pretty quickly?
I've never lacked in that department, Shane, as you probably hadn't noticed. No, I'm very lucky. I was chomping at the bit to get back to
you. Were. I mean, we all had to say to you, like, Joe, Take your time. Take it easy. You know, like we want to see you come back, but do it in the right time.
But one thing I would say is, it makes me want to do more with my life.
Yeah,
I don't want to do less. I want to do more. So I'm going to more things. I was flying. I wanted to be a trainee pilot at one stage, and I was up in the air at Weston Aerodrome, flying a plane 2 weeks ago, and I want to do more of that. I want to travel more. I mean, travel broadens the mind. It's a great thing. I don't think people regret travel.
I think that's a wonderful thing, though, when you get a health scare. And many people, even if it's not heart, people have cancer or people have other health scares. I've always loved the people who take that, and it gives them a kind of a sense of a second bite at the cherry, and that they go, okay, I'm not going to waste a minute. I think that is the win. If you, some people, I think you're right, Shane, do get shook by things, and that's understandable, totally, obviously. Yeah. But I think if you can use it to think to yourself, well, what do I really want from my life now? I think that's a very, very good thing.
Dr. Kelly, is there something to be said for when you get to a certain age, middle age, particularly as a man and also as a woman? Because we interviewed a woman a couple of weeks ago on the program who had a heart attack. Is there something to be said for every X number of years getting a full MOT?
I think so. I think once...
I had an angiogram in November or December or whatever. Yeah. I'd had one 10 years earlier, and I kind of have it marked down to do it every...
I do think so. I think when you use the term sniper's alley, Joe, and I always kind of cringe because it's an awful expression, but it's true. Everybody has the story of somebody who they know. So I do think the basic checks, like a set of regular bloods, your blood pressure to be checked, things like that. You don't have to go really hardcore at it, but I think a basic check, certainly blood pressure and bloods, probably annually at a certain age is a good idea. And I think particularly for men, because you guys are not brilliant at looking after yourselves.
Guilty.
I'm pretty good at looking after myself. Joe Lynham, News Talk's business editor, presenter of Breakfast Business from 6:30 every morning. Great to have you with us.
Absolute pleasure, Joe.
Looking so well.
And great to be back broadcasting with you guys after a hiatus.
They put the band back together.
Yeah. Joe Lynham, thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.